Government has secured a $100 million credit from the World Bank and USAID for the implementation of the Ghana Commercial Agriculture Project. The loan is to facilitate investors' access to land, strengthen Ghana's investment promotion and infrastructure to attract agribusiness, and promote public-private partnership and smallholder linkage in the Accra Plains and the Sada Zone. This was contained in a speech read on behalf of the Minister of Food and Agriculture by the Deputy Director of the Eastern Regional Directorate of Agriculture, Edward Kofi Ametefe, at the 13th Biennial Workshop of the Ghana Science Association at TAFO in the Eastern Region. Stephen Amponsa Mensah has filed this report.
The Ghana Science Association is a voluntary multidisciplinary association of scientists, technologists, mathematicians, and persons interested in the promotion and advancement of science in national development. It seeks to encourage scientific and technological research and also promote relevant technology transfer to industry and other users. The workshop on the theme, Towards the Sustainability of Agriculture in the Light of the Oil Find in Ghana, The Way Forward, was attended by participants from the public universities, research institutions, the Petroleum Commission, and delegates from the agricultural sector. Mr. Edward Ametefe said, agriculture is a major contributor of the gross domestic product in the country. He said the sector also employs over 50% of the country's active labor force and accounts for about 30% of the total foreign exchange earning of the country. Mr. Ametefe said, government has introduced programs like fertilizer and seed subsidy, food buffer stock management, youth in agriculture, and livestock and fisheries development, among other interventions, to boost the sector. Mr. Ametefe stated that whilst the oil and gas find can be of a blessing, it has its own negative effects. He therefore called on stakeholders to implement measures to sustain the agricultural sector to prevent the country from suffering the same fate like other oil find countries. The executive director of the Cocoa Research Institute, Dr. Frank Amwa, noted that many countries with oil booms and rich deposits of minerals have often ignored agriculture, leading to severe reduction in vibrant agricultural exports. Dr. Amwa said the oil find poses threat to cocoa farming in terms of human resource, because more youth have shifted their attention to the field. The Deputy Eastern Regional Minister, Ebenezer Okletetelabi, asked stakeholders to deliberate on issues and propose ways of making the sector better and attractive, especially to the youth.
That was Stephen Amponsa Mensah's report.